Delta Sierra Charlie, episode 777.5, October the 2nd, 2010, the Snafu Upgrade or Die Special. With 16 million sysadmins ensuring 5.9's uptime, the 21st century of radio starts here. Beaming out live on noagendastream.com.
Podcasting is Adam Curry.
Welcome to this special episode 777.5, not available for download, only for a very select audience. Leave the room if you're not a fan. Upgrade or die, there's no way out, because what happens in this edition stays in this edition. Now, why is this not a regular Charlie? Because this one is produced exclusively for Crystal and Raymond, the latter also known as Port, who have shared their lives for the past 20 years. This is what you could call the soundtrack of your life together. An ode to love, oftewel ode aan de liefde. This is how it all started. Romantic people who thought there was a spark that brought them together, but that is not entirely true, I'm reliably informed. Remember, they met at high school, and coincidentally both ended up on the student board. Raymond, as a diehard, was already in because he thought he could upgrade himself to all the lovely ladies. Crystal, on the other hand, as a freshman to the student board, thought it would enhance her creativity skills. Now, for Crystal, in order to become a member, she had to endure the initiation process. This was a game where Crystal was blindfolded and had to press her lips onto various unknown objects. Several objects followed, including students and teachers. It was this game that brought them together. How? Well, try asking your friends present in the room today, although we already know what happened at the student board stays at the student board.
Take your hand and
For a cheesy song. I have a feeling it's not one of Ray's favorites. Could it be that Crystal just falls for guys with blow-dried hair? Anyway, Crystal definitely fell for Raymond and they became high school sweethearts. Oh, isn't that cute? A very romantic period followed, filled with dancing lessons, second kisses, school performances with Crystal on stage and Raymond as the technician, making out in their parents' houses. Sorry, Mom and Dad. And of course, some partying. You name it. Many joint projects followed, but then slowly, high school also ended, so it was time to search for some educational challenges. Raymond chose for electrical engineering. Crystal did MTRO, which I think is short for metro conductor. You'd think that a study period is a time to study. Oh, so much less is true. It was time for more, time to explore, all with the purpose of finding their true selves. The way for Raymond to explore his true self was to become a nerd and go online. The World Wide Web was, of course, a fantastic way to learn. In those days, you needed wires to get online, so their house was completely wired. Or was that perhaps to prevent Raymond from escaping in the middle of the night? Nevertheless, this infrastructure allowed Raymond to share his life with us on his personal blog, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Crystal, she could just melt away to Glenn Medeiros on YouTube and searching for porn. Anyway, their love for each other was so strong that Crystal actually risked her job as a flight attendant by smuggling the first iPhone from the States to the Netherlands. It's from that moment their house was filled with apples. Braeburns, L-Star, Granny Smith, all for Crystal to make apple pie. And Raymond? He was drooling over his screen, searching for the coolest Apple machine-related gadgets and reviews available. And now that Ray has a new iPhone and passed his old one to Chris, they continuously fight at home over iTunes which song they're going to listen to. Luckily, they do have one song they both really love.
See the stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait. And I wait with without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You gave it all, but I want more. And I'm waiting.
Song for bringing two people together. But really, when you think about it, could two people be more different than these two? I mean, one's tall, the other's small. One likes to cook, the other's a geek. One likes George Michael, the other likes Marilyn Manson. But hey, they both love me, don't they? A lot of differences. So that raises the question, what is it that keeps them together? Now, if you ask me, these two have found a way to share what they like and give room where needed. Traveling, of course, is one of the things they both enjoy very much. They've almost virtually traveled the entire globe. Bali, New Zealand, Bonaire, Australia, Canada, Jakarta, Norway, Miami, Thailand, and even Tripoli, and of course, Europe. When they travel, their differences fade away. However, traveling as an escape isn't exactly what life is all about. And in their quest to explore more things and places on the sexual side, and of course, the simple fact that fooling around and making out their parents' house became more and more awkward, they quickly decided to live together. First, unofficially in Delft. Then in Honselersdijk. Please don't ask me what that shithole is all about. And last but not least, Wateringen. Dude, you call that an upgrade? Or was it The Hague? If it wasn't, it was definitely a stone's throw away. Once in a while, things would break down. They'd get fed up with each other and bored to death about themselves and decided there was a huge need to sneak out for a while. So first, Raymond went jerking for joy in Japan, and Crystal went cooking cats in Canada. I'm not sure what this means, guys, but I guess life is more about giving than taking.
Hey Michelle, how's life? Are you okay? I wonder if you ever think of me. It's been 9 years since that kiss. I can't help but reminisce. Hey Michelle, do you remember? We walked the street to the beat, hand in hand, you and me. Smiling faces, so in love, hoping that they all could see that we belong together, you and me against the world. But we found out the hard way, 'cause it wasn't meant to be. Now it's you and her, I see. Just the way you learn. Hey Michelle, I just wanted to let you know, that someone else has stole my heart, and now another girl has caught your eye. Doesn't mean I don't think of you. Oh no, I'm just hoping that she'll treat you right. Do you remember we walked the street to the beat, hand in hand, you and me? Smiling faces, so in love, hoping that they all could see that we. You and me against the world, but we found out the hard way, 'cause it wasn't meant to be. Now it's you and her, I see. It was just a silly dream.
In order to be able to travel, eat, and jerk off, you got to make some money. So our kids went to work. Raymond got stuck at Telenor installing satellite dishes in Africa. In those years, he made a lot of friends and enemies. Especially his Dutch boss was a pain in the ass. So after several years of training, painstaking efforts, and hard labor, he reluctantly gathered all his guts together and finally decided to quit. Crystal, of course, supported him in this and said something like, "Screw them motherfuckers!" After this big relief, they both decided to build a new life in Norway, where Raymond was asked to come and apply and work for Telenor. Meanwhile, Crystal decided to join the Mile High Club. I mean, to become a flight attendant. That job gave both of them some extra freedom. Now, this way, Crystal could devote more time to her extracurricular activities, like making jewels and enjoying some undisclosed explorational activities. But what happens abroad stays abroad, so I'm not allowed to elaborate on that. Port, on the other hand, used his additional freedom to visit music festivals in strange places like the Pohoda Festival in the Czech Republic, Sziget in Budapest, but also lowlands in Biddinghausen. I guess to enjoy some undisclosed explorational activities. But, of course, what happens at festivals stays at festivals, so, again, I cannot elaborate. Instead, I propose you guys ask him personally about these interesting and juicy details while I play a song from one of the bands that rocked the European festivals this year. Well, moving to Norway can, of course, be seen as a turning point in our lovebirds' lives, not only for tax evasion and smuggling alcohol into the country. Oh, there was more that brought them together. Can you imagine how they arranged their emigration? I mean, you think that people undergoing such a radical move would use this opportunity to get rid of all the excess stuff they collected over the years? Well, that's what Crystal thought. Long before they actually moved, Crystal did start to separate stuff they really needed from the stuff that at least she could do without. Oh, no. Everything got stuffed into the truck and taken to Oslo. What a waste of time. And petrol. Nonetheless, they found the perfect combination of city pleasures and rural life, with a forest for a backyard for relaxation and the city of Oslo at arm's length for entertainment. Perhaps this event brought them even closer together. Each really has the best of both worlds, and whenever Crystal has to take the Bluebird to some exotic location, Raymond can do as he pleases. And so can she, if you know what I mean. Oh, thanks, Christy, by the way, for the ride home the other day. Miss Mickey and I really enjoyed it. And when they're both at home, the surroundings give them a sense of vacation. Don't you just love that? Maybe this also aligned their taste in music a bit more, because, man, can two people living together have a bigger difference in musical preferences than these two? I mean, we've gone from Marilyn Manson to George Michael, from U2 to Queens of the Stone Age, and from the biggest rock chick of the lowlands, Anouk, Crystal picked Michelle as her favorite. But luckily, your friends were able to find yet another song both of you share a love for. Here's Bedshaped from Keen.
Many's the time I ran with you down the rainy roads of our old town. Many the lives we lived in each day and buried all together. Don't
Well, guys, time is running out. It's just about time for me to say goodbye, but not before I've taken a look into my crystal ball to see what the future has in store for the two of you. First of all, Ray, you better get used to it. I see six children running around in your backyard. Now, I don't know if they're all yours, but at least you will have to feed them. You'll both have a drastic career change. I can see Crystal running an asylum for cats in the Norwegian woods. And Ray, you've gone back to your old love, being musically inspired by church choir sing-alongs. And since you can't give up traveling, you will be one of those keyboard-playing artists on religious cruise ships in the Caribbean, entertaining 50-plus-year-olds wearing... Well, let's not go there. You get the picture, right? Well, my friends, as we wind up this special edition of the Daily Source Code, I must say that going through the life story of Raymond and Crystal, one could say they both have executed extensive exploration in finding the best partner. Maybe best partner in crime, but certainly for their life endeavors. Being here today, I guess we can say what happened in their lives stays in their lives. After 20 years, these are soulmates for decades to come. Showing this commitment is definitely an upgrade. Ray, I hope you're still able to find Chrissy's butterfly after all these years. If not, well, I'll leave you with Jason Mraz. He'll show you the way. On behalf of all your friends and family that made this production possible, have a great party tonight. Have a great life together in the years to come. Live your life with passion and enjoy your freedom.
I'm taking a moment just imagining that I'm dancing with you. I'm your pole and all you're wearing is your shoes. You got soul, you know what to do to turn me on until I write a song about you. And you have your own engaging style, and you've got the knack to vivify. And you make my slacks a little tight. You may unfasten them if you like. That's if you crash and spend the night. But you don't fold, you don't fade. You got everything you need, especially me. Sister, you've got it all. You make the call to make my day. In your message, say my name. Your talk is all the talk. Sister, you've got it all. Me look around, ride your tongue along your bottom lip, then bite down and bend your back in. Ask those hips if I can touch, 'cause they're the perfect jumping off point, getting closer to your butterfly. We'll float on by. Oh, kiss me with your eyelashes tonight, or Eskimo your nose real close to mine. And let's move the lights and finally make it right. But you don't fold, you don't fade. You got everything you need, especially me. Sister, you've got it all. You make the call to make my day. In your message, say my name. Your talk is all the talk. Sister, you've got it all. You've got it all, you've got it all, you've got it all. You've got it all, you've got it all, you've got it all. Me feel you upside down, slide in, slide out, slide over here, climb into my mouth now, butterfly. When you landed on my mind, damn right you landed on my ear, and then you crawled inside. And now I see you perfectly behind closed eyes. I wanna fly with you, and I don't wanna lie to you, 'cause I can't recall a better day. Sun come and shine on the occasion. You're an open-minded lady, you've got it all. And I never forget a face, if I'm living my own, I have my days. And let's face the fact here, it's you who's got it all. You know that fortune favors the brave. Well, let me get paid while I make you breakfast. a better day, sun coming to shine on the occasion. Hey, sophisticated lady, oh, you got it.
Oh, you got it, oh, you got it, oh. You got it, oh, you got it.